Welcome to the podcasting section of AfricaLiberty.org. The project for peace, liberty, and prosperity in Africa.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to AfricaLiberty.org's audio section. This is where we have our podcast recorded for your listening and fun. Today, I am here with the editor of AfricaLiberty.org, Mr. Franklin Kujo. The first question for you, Mr. Kujo, is why AfricaLiberty.org, and what are the main objectives for the formation of this resource?
Thank you very much. Why AfricaLiberty.org? Well, we in Africa have reached a stage where information is supposed to be key. I mean, information is supposed to be the main driver of change, be it economic or political. And AfricaLiberty.org is supposed to be a driver in that particular change. But the driver here with a focus. The focus here is to be able to put to the fore all those issues that affect economic development, that affect human dignity, and indeed what affects Africa's future. So I would say that why AfricaLiberty.org probably is not an understatement, but I would suggest that it is supposed to be a tool that would be just more than a website, but rather bring some refreshing thoughts as to what probably happens elsewhere, which is sensible, and for which Africa might want to take a cue. It is not a tool for Africa's hegemony. It is not a tool set up by any Western powers, not at all. This is being run by Africans and for Africa. Now, as to the main objective, if I've not already answered it, I would think that the main objective of this tool is to be educational. As I said, it is supposed to bring to the fore all the ills of what happens within Africa, and then hopefully the bright spots as well, with the understanding that the mix would give our readers, ordinary Africans, educated Africans, and the elites, something to chew on when they are thinking of ideas for prosperity.
Thank you very much. By this very nice objectives, who then would be the main targets, or who would be the main people who would expect to be seen to visit the site?
Well, that's a good question. Largely, it's going to be the literate society. When I say literate, it's not going to be elitist. By elitist, I mean the very educated and the very upwardly mobile people. That's not the idea at all. The problem though we have in terms of accessibility of such a website is that we may not be able to appeal to the larger majority that is uneducated. But thankfully, Swahili, as we know, is the predominant language in Africa, and hopefully we will be able to get as many uneducated English people, but then very literate traditional African language scholars, who we believe this would help a lot. So by way of who this is supposed to target, I'll say first and foremost, the educated people, students, journalists, people in academia, lecturers, teachers, and then hopefully, as I've said, some of our traditional folks who understand Swahili.
Thank you very much. There are a lot of other resources on the internet or in various media that also deal with bringing good ideas for Africa. How different will yours be in terms of what people are going to gain? By what measure or by what, which premise are you going to educate the African population? Or from which school of thought are you coming from?
Well, I think to say that we belong to a particular school of thought would not be a good judgment of African liberty. The idea behind African liberty is basically that whatever you think about Africa, whether it's good or bad, the idea is for you to share your experiences and then your thoughts. So that if we decided to make it have probably an ideological position, then we'd be defeating the main purpose for setting this up. But again, we need to ensure that ideas that are going to be changed and promoted on the website are supposed to be very innovative ones, ideas that would push Africa's agenda forward. But again, it is in beauty of divergence that we get what we call knowledge. And so for us, ideas are everywhere, but knowledge actually matters. And so it is not driven ideologically, and it's not tilted towards one direction. It is supposed to be whole. Everyone is supposed to be part of it. Students are supposed to be part of it. As you can see, we have an interactive section where we are reviewing a book currently. And but those reviewing the books do not belong to any particular school of thought, and for which we might want to pander to as being the best.
Thank you very much. Are there any other activities African Liberty will be engaging in apart from online education?
Well, African Liberty would also want to engage in the publication of books, as we do understand. And it's not everyone who would have access to internet if we have to make this a truly continental project. It is not everyone who has access to the internet. And even if they do have access to internet, it is probably expensive and it is not that fast in terms of accessing this website properly. So we would go into the publication of books and then also run seminars on the continent. We hope to do one next year in West Africa, another in East Africa, and then probably another in West Africa again next year. So it's a mixture of activities that we hope to serve people who would either be able to access the website or might not be able to access the website.
Thank you very much. That was Franklin Kujo, the editor of AfricaLiberty.org. Please do check up on our site from time to time for other new updates. Thank you very much.